Now some news from the world of sports, and in Major League Baseball, maybe the Boston Red Sox should lobby to play their last five games of the season on the road. After coming home from a road trip in which they went 8-1 to open up a seemingly unsurmountable five-game lead over the New York Yankees for the American League Eastern Division, the Red Sox have now dropped two in a row at Fenway Park to the Toronto Blue Jays, and the lead over New York is down to three games. More troubling still is that the Sox have lost both games at home with their two best pitchers on the mound, Drew Pomeranz losing Monday and ace Chris Sale getting battered by Toronto batters last night in a 9-4 loss. It was a career worst for Sale in terms of yielding the long ball. The Blue Jays took him deep four times in the game. Josh Donaldson did it twice. Kendrys Morales and Teoscar Hernandez also joined the parade of home runs. If this was a playoff tune-up for Boston's best pitcher, he was uncharacteristically out of tune. But the real trouble here is that until and unless the Red Sox can reduce that magic number of three down to zero over the next five games, they won't be able to avoid slipping into a wild card berth and will be forced to play a one-game winner moves on, loser does not playoff, and will be forced to use Sale in that game, which would make him unavailable to go in game one of a division series, even if they win that wild card playoff. So rather than these last few games being an opportunity to rest starters, it's all hands on deck, working harder than anticipated, trying to wrap up the division title that looked all but secure just a couple of days ago. The Red Sox will turn to Rick Porcello tonight in Game 3 to try and get that magic number down to at least two. Porcello is a question mark as to what you're going to get out of him. He's had some good outings in the second half this season, but there's no getting around the fact that he has lost 17 games this year, and that's for a reason. He is susceptible to giving up the long ball, which is Toronto's preferred mode of offense. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees refused to go away and yield the division to Boston. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-1 last night. They have Aaron Hicks largely to thank for it. The Yankee center fielder was playing his first game in center since a stint on the disabled list, and he robbed Wilson Ramos of a grand slam in the first inning when he tracked a deep drive and leaped with his glove over the wall to take the ball back and turn what would have been four runs for Tampa into just a single sacrifice fly run. And that would be the only run given up on the night by Yankee starter Jordan Montgomery. Great catch by Hicks. Starlin Castro homered for the Yankees, and RBI singles by Gary Sanchez and Matt Holliday in the eighth put the game out of reach. Yankees do not have the opportunity to go head-to-head with the Red Sox for the division the rest of the way, but they seem to be doing just fine against them without actually even playing them. The New York Mets gave a rookie a chance to deliver last night, and he did. Travis Tyerhon singled home the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Mets a 4-3 win over the Atlanta Braves. Locally, the UVM men's soccer team took advantage of a red card that sent Harvard's netminder to an early shower for a handball violation, and they went on to beat Harvard 2-0 in Cambridge yesterday. Mikel Kabala got the Catamounts on the board in the 55th minute of the second half, converting a penalty kick. Ivar Orn Arnaso doubled the lead in the 71st minute for UVM. Aaron Runnerson and Alex Popovich combined for a two-save shutout. UVM improves to 5-4 with that victory. Elsewhere in men's soccer, the St. Michael's Purple Knights are still looking for their first Northeast 10 conference win of the year after falling to the College of St. Rose 1-0 yesterday. Third straight game in which the Knights have come up short by just a single goal. The Castleton Spartans ran to a 1-1 double overtime draw with the Norwich Cadets in Northfield yesterday. Chris Klein scored early in the eighth minute for the Cadets, and the Spartans got the equalizer on a 30-foot shot by Thomas Kirk in the second half. Linden State shut out Green Mountain College 3-0 on goals by Jose Darius, Nolan Matthews, and Dylan Chirko. The Hornets improved to 4-2 on the season. The Linden women also took to the pitch against their Green Mountain counterparts yesterday. It was a much tighter affair that ended in a 3-3 draw. The Hornets were denied their first win of the season when Green Mountain's Jessica Bradley scored her second goal of the game in the second half to tie the game at 3. Neither team could break through in overtime. Linden State does earn its first point of the season for the tie, but they are 0-6-1, and Green Mountain improves to 4-2-1 with that tie yesterday.